Case number 11,238, Donald and Elsa Vecchia, north of Road 362, Parker House Road, west of Park Circle, being Lot 31, Block 4, within Plantation Park Development, Tax Map District 134, Map 16, Parcel 278.01, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
What's that, ma'am?
Can I go get my husband? He just ran out with my grandson.
Okay, is he right out in the lobby?
Yeah, he's right there.
Okay, be quick, please.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, before we get started, we ran conflicts checks on all the applications today, and it looks like our office may have done some work for Donald Lavecki at some point. So I don't believe there's a conflict that I wouldn't be able to answer your questions, but if you believe there was one and you felt more comfortable, I'd suggest you ask any questions to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you for that, Mr. Chair.
State your name and address for the record.
Yes, my name is Elsa Ruiz Lavecchia. My address is 34475 Park Circle, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Have you, sir? If you're going to testify, you'll need to be sworn in, sir.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Yes, Donald Lavecchia, 34475 Park Circle, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Paperwork?
Yes,
head over to Ms. Thibodeau, please.
Do you want to proceed?
Okay. The reason we put the fences, a fence makes for better
neighbors.
We bought this house in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Since we moved in 2005, there's been nothing but issues. Every time we try to improve the area, improve our property, we've always had neighbors complaining about everything. They complain about the ties we put in. They claim that we take their land, and I keep saying we haven't touched their land. We have been surveyed 3 different times. We haven't touched it. We ask them if they feel that we have taken their land to please have it surveyed,
mm-hmm.
and we will be happy to move it back. That's not the way they're doing it. They come and they get very angry and they vocally and try to hit me to the point where I have to call the police.
Mm.
So we enclosed the backyard first with stock rail.
Barn rail.
And we've put planters because we do have a pool back there. And due to the fact that on the other side of me, I have neighbors that live there too, part-time. It's a party place during the summertime. They come and drink and relieve themselves on the ditches and on the side and throw over condoms. It's all in the letter. There's a letter specifically stating, I have called the county in regards to the usage of the shower on one side, that they run naked back and forth. I don't feel like seeing anybody naked. I have grandkids. I don't want to see them naked.
Ma'am.
And I don't like to see parties going on to 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Is this your side here?
Yes. That's my side. So that is one side. The other side is that, she's just violent. She just hates everything we do. No matter what, she always complains. And that's not including that one side of our neighbor on my right side, their tree fell into my house and created $35,000 worth of damage. Mm.
Mm.
So that's, and then on the other side, again, I had another tree fall over. And supposedly they take care of all these trees, but the insurance company has come out and checked the trees and said that the trees were sick.
Well, ma'am, we need the variance for your shed, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
You need the variance for your shed.
That's all, right?
No, for the fence.
For the fence, that's all.
Yeah. That shed can't be moved. Everything's soggy down there.
Wait a minute. Nothing about a fence on your application.
About a fence?
Nothing about a fence.
The only thing on your application, you're requesting a 1-foot variance from the required 5-foot yard setback for your accessory structure less than 600 square feet.
Nothing for a fence.
That's the way it was advertised, too.
That's what, yeah. What we have here, ma'am.
Let's see, hold on.
That's the reason I can't understand why you were going to the fence.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a fence. Not the shed. It was the fence. That's why I have the pictures of the fence, and that's why I paid a $400 variance.
Ms. Secretary, is it advertised as?
It was advertised as a 1-foot variance from the required side yard setback for your accessory building.
That's in
there was no mention at all on the application that you signed in about a fence.
No, that was
no
incorrect.
Is the fence on the property line?
Yes.
How tall is it?
4 inches.
Okay, inside the property line, and how tall is it?
It's 5 foot, it's 5 foot, then taper down, make sure it drops.
How far from the front property line does it taper down?
It's running a horse marker, and it's actually 40 feet.
40 feet?
Yes, back from the front marker.
So it's below 3.5 feet, 40 feet back?
5 foot is the highest peak, it's 5 foot and tapered down like a teardrop.
Yeah, the picture's there is a teardrop.
Yes.
So you may need a variance for the fence. I was just trying to determine if you would need a variance for the fence.
You need 3.5 feet, okay, from 30 feet back.
40.
Right.
40, okay, from the...
And that's what we...
That's what you came in for?
It went to Lauren.
And you go around.
To fill out the paper.
Well, I'm just wondering if in the process of you coming in and talking to him about the fence, he may have determined that the first 40 feet you can only be 42 inches high. After that, you can go up to, I don't know,
7 feet, something like that.
So you may not have needed a variance for a fence, but in the process, he probably noticed that the shed was encroaching. The shed was moved?
Yeah, the shed's already been moved over.
And what are they here for?
It was a foot off.
Yeah, a foot off.
It was racked.
Yeah, it was racked.
Why are you here then?
Why are you here then?
For the fence.
For the fence.
Okay.
Fence is legal.
And so, okay, well, it's going to have to be re-advertised if it is for the fence. And if you're saying, if you're below, at 3.5 feet, or lower the first 40 feet back, then you don't need a variance, but that should be determined in the office.
Maybe we just need this up and send it back to the office to figure.
Yeah, that would
be
my suggestion.
We leave this open just for the purpose of you going back to the office and meeting, you know, with Mr. Langham to determine. You may be all right, as Mr. Mills has so stated.
You said you moved the shed.
You moved the shed, so you're okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's...
Yes. Perhaps it makes sense if the applicants could look at the application that Ms. Thibodeau has, so they can look at the survey to verify that shed has... that what we're showing in the survey is not representative of where that shed is now. Why don't you go over to Ms. Thibodeau and... just confirm that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That's the reason they're asking the fence. You submitted this. See, there's no mention of the fence. But the only thing that we saw is the shed.
Let me send it back. Let me get it straightened out.
It has been moved.
Seriously, you make that. Need a record over.
Your inspector is going to have to go out.
Then working in the office here.
Okay, if it was straight with that back corner, then it's going to be okay. Because your back corner's at 5.3.
Was when I wasn't wrist fired, and it was canting. I mean, it was 5 feet, so I was probably going over and canting back.
No. Because this is under 600 square foot, it can be 5 from the rear and 5 from the side.
5, 5, okay.
Dwelling and anything over 600 square foot, anything attached to your dwelling has to be 10 and 10, and 30 from the front.
I think we have 30.
Yeah, you have more than.
Yeah, we have more than off the front. But, Okay, so 5 for the shed. Maybe I'll check on that.
Right. Your inspector will have to go out and verify that it's been moved 5 feet.
Okay.
If it's been moved.
I'll make the motion to leave the hearing.
There's nothing about a fence on the application.
The office can determine if it needs to continue.
And this is what...
Mr. Chairman,
this is what you signed.
We're going to leave it open.
I'd make a motion that we...
Sir?
Excuse us.
Ma'am?
Okay.
Sir, you want to come back up here then for a moment, then, please?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the hearing open for the office to determine if it needs to continue and if it needs to be re-advertised for the fence.
Okay. Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, we got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards.
Mr. Chairman, before we start getting the cart before the horse, there may be people here that also want to speak about what is applied, and if there is an application here for a shed and it turns out later that there is a need for a shed, I think it'd be fair for those folks, if they're here, that have been waiting all night to have an opportunity to be heard.
Okay.
And if it turns out that that this board wants to continue with the motion to have the office look into it, and that the office determines that there is no need for that variance because it's been moved, then we can take that into consideration. But I think at this point it would make sense to let those people that are here have an opportunity to be heard.
Thank you for that, Mr. Chairman.
And I don't know if the applicants have anything more that they wish to say. I know they...
Let them speak. The people have been here all night waiting. That's fine. About the fence.
Okay.
Because the one thing you haven't done is you haven't addressed the standards for granting a variance for the shed. But you were you prepared to do so or not?
We have a permit for a shed.
Yeah, for the fence, we do have a permit.
Yeah, he's talking about fence.
The shed.
I mean, shed.
We're not... This has not been advertised for the fence, or right. At this point, we're just looking at
this
the shed.
This just for the shed.
Yes. Oh, no, because the shed is... We took out a permit for the shed.
Well, I got to look for a permit. I'm going to call your office.
Do you feel certain that the shed conforms now? You say you moved
it? Oh, yes, that's been moved.
All the flood we had, it might have lifted up, because it did lift pretty hard yesterday. It floated, so I'm going to check it.
So your survey is dated 3/29/05.
Yes.
So you're saying you've moved the shed since that point?
It was moved after that, yes.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
But I want to pray about the water we had this week.
It was moved.
I need for a variance. Well, then it was advertised wrong.
Yeah, the only thing I'm wondering about is if the office needs to verify that shed is in compliance. And I think if that's the case, it would make sense to leave this open for that purpose. But I would suggest we hear from other people in case the office finds out it's been moved, but it's not been moved enough, or there's a need for variance. That way, we at least have the testimony from those in support or against.
Okay.
Yeah. Make all people speak.
Any other questions from members of the board then? None?
No.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay. You can just sit down right up front if you'd like. You ladies may come forward, please, and be sworn in. Yes, ma'am. You go right over there, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Patricia George Rakus, 34497 Park Circle, Frankfort, Delaware.
Okay. You can hang tight right here. I'll swear you all in at once.
Okay.
I'm Joan Wallace, 34469 Park Circle, Plantation Park, Frankfort, Delaware.
And you are?
Elizabeth Larkin. I live next door to
Do you all three swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, before we get started, do you ladies understand what's in question?
The question was for the shed.
For the shed.
This is the letter I received, was it not? But we can do the fence, too.
No, we're not talking about a fence tonight.
All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
And you understand what they're asking for?
Yes.
But
all right, my husband was on the Planning Commission in Delaware County. And aren't you supposed to get a variance before you put the shed in and not wait until after the shed is put in?
Well, that's typically the process, but sometimes and a lot of times it doesn't happen here. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Why wouldn't it happen? I don't quite understand.
Because people make mistakes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But our covenant is very clear.
Okay.
For the setback of 5 feet.
We don't enforce deed restrictions or covenants.
Okay.
And I also spoke to... My son and I both spoke to Don and told him about the 5 foot. I think he was asked to be questions too. And I told him about the 5 foot setback.
Mm-hmm.
And they just choose to ignore it.
Okay. Well, and that's why we're here. They're claiming right. that the shed has now been moved.
I don't know if they had or not.
Okay. Well, that'll be determined by our office.
Thank you very
and,
much.
And if it now, you. If the shed has not been moved, from what I'm gathering from them, and I think the others will agree that they intend to move it.
Okay.
But if not, then they're applying for a variance of 1 foot.
No.
You're in opposition of a variance?
I'm very much in opposition okay. of it.
And is that because you don't feel they meet the standards for granting a variance?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. For everything they've done so far.
We're not talking about other okay, things, okay? Right. But we're just talking about the shed.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
We'll be back for the fence. I'm sure that's what will be next.
Okay.
Because
no, fair enough.
It appears that we do something and then go for the variance.
It happens.
We install the fence and then we go for the variance.
If you were paying
it. So I do have a problem with it as well.
If you were paying attention tonight, there were several others and we hear them all the time.
I'm sure you do. All right. Well, thank you.
All right,
ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies.
Mr. Chairman, okay, I have yes. three letters too. I believe some of them are
from those ladies there. Okay.
Basically, say the same thing that
they had
thank
said.
You.
Also, thank you for that.
Okay.
Now that we'll go back to Mr. Mills.
I have no other questions.
No, what I meant on your motion. Okay. No.
Oh,
other,
yes.
I meant that motion.
Yeah, I would make a motion that we leave the hearing open for the office to verify if a variance is necessary, and if so, that we would leave it open so the applicant could address the standards as well as any opposition.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we leave case number 11,238 open for the purpose of the office to verify if a variance is necessary. And what was the other again, Mr. Mills?
And for the, if so, then the applicant could come back and address the standards for granting a variance or the opposition as well.
And they can come back and address the standards.
The
rehearing.
Yep.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mill?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,238 is left open, again, for that purposes.
And just for Mr. Chairman, I would recommend that if we do, if it is determined that there needs to be a variance for the shed
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have a rehearing, I think it would be appropriate to make sure that we notice those neighbors who are it's one of those things we should make sure we put it on there with enough advance notice
sure.
so that people are aware of that.
Okay. Thank you for that. Okay. Do you understand? Okay. All righty.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. All right, gentlemen, that takes care of all of our business for this evening. Now we're open the floor up for the reorganization for the officers and
Mom, are you here?
She's done. That's okay.
Yeah.
My grandkids. I've had them all summer so far. After 8:30.
And now at this time I'll turn the meeting over to the secretary for the reorganization of the officers for the coming year. Madam Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You're not ready?
And so you just asked for nominations
yep.
for chairman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just ask for
the nomination for the office of chairman.
Is that a request?
Yes.
Then I would nominate Mr. Callaway as chairman.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Ashley.
Okay.
Are there any other nominations?
Are there any other nominations?
No, move to be closed.
Nominations are closed.
Motion to close?
Yep. Now you call for a roll call vote.
Okay, can I have a roll call?
Mr.
Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Ms. Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye. And Mr. Calloway?
Aye. Okay.
And I have a motion for vice chairman.
Make a motion to nominate Mr. Mills for vice chairman.
Is it be closed?
Okay. Second to that, or do we have a?
Okay.
In second.
Jeff seconded.
Jeff.
Oh no, Jeff made the motion.
Jeff made the motion.
Yeah.
We did.
Second.
Somebody needs second.
Second.
Okay. Are there any other nominations?
No.
Okay.
Nominations are closed.
And nominations are closed. So
there we go.
Roll call. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Calloway?
Aye.
Secretary.
So secretary.
Nomination, I guess, or motion for secretary.
And it's been brought to my attention tonight, gentlemen, that Mr. Lank would be interested in being the secretary for the coming year.
Motion for Mr. Lank to be the secretary.
Okay.
I second that.
Okay. And then we'll go by a roll call vote. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, Mr. Lank will be the secretary for the coming year. You will notify it, please.
Okay. And he'll be at the next meeting? Is that it? You won't be at the next meeting?
You won't be at the next meeting?
I'm not sure. We could be near him.
You or him, but he's going to assume the position, he said. Okay. All right, gentlemen, I certainly do thank you again for your vote of confidence and support. There being nothing else before the board, then we'll be open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned then, subject to call.